news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Now the forecast looks great for the parades tonight on both sides of the bay. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. 41 now at our studios. It's time for Kane and traffic right here on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the spring of Toyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue. Great ride along 98 from Fairhope and Daphne. If you're traveling Spanish Ford across the Bayway, the Causeway, tunnels look good along 65 from Airport, Dolphin, and Spring Hill. No delays and accident-free conditions on the way in for now. Make this year's Valentine's Day one you'll remember at the Battle House downtown. Enjoy front row access to tonight's parades at their viewing balconies and then a three-course Valentine's Day dinner at the Trellis Room. Still have time to call 338-5381. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and slightly warmer with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 41 degrees, heading for a high around 60. Weekend weather scale with Dr. Bill coming up at 7:35. Also coming up at 8 o'clock, AL1's Congressman, candidate for Senate Bradley Burns going to join us. One of the items to talk about this morning is one of our top stories and three big things you can check out on the front page of FMTalk1065.com, and that is funding cuts for Austal here. As the story reported last night from Peter Albrecht at News 5 said, President Trump's border wall is being built at the expense of Mobile's largest industrial employer. Pentagon announcing yesterday that it was transferring $3.8 billion in recently passed military funding to finance construction of the U.S.-Mexico border wall. That includes $261 million that was earmarked for the 15th Expeditionary Fast Transport, or the EPF ship, to be built right here in Mobile by Austal USA. We'll talk more about that and also get some reaction from Congressman Byrne coming up at 8 o'clock. Plus, Alec Naiman joins us. We'll find out what's cooking. And what was cooking yesterday, in, I don't even know if I can say it that way, in Montgomery was, well, so they were in, they're in session in Montgomery, and you had a committee meeting going on where a candidate for AL1, but also House of Representatives in Alabama, Chris Pringle, was, it was his committee, and they brought up his bill, the GIRL Act, the Gender is Real Legislative Act. This is one about having, from K through 12, students play the sport that there was their sex assigned at birth.
Right.
Okay. This is, and it doesn't say, I think people got confused too, it doesn't say that if you have the situation where we've had some girls kicking for football teams that are really good,
yep,
that's fine. They're still competing as a girl, but they're playing. This would just mean you, if it is a all girl or all boys, you compete as what it says on your birth certificate. So there were people standing standing in there to protest, and also I think the more interesting part came from Representative John Rogers out of the Birmingham area. He's most recently got attention in his dust-up with Senator Doug Jones, some intra-party politics in the Democrat side. He's also said about once a session, he says something interesting, and yesterday was, well, one of those days. He said he drove at 100 miles an hour to get to the committee hearing to try to block this, and while he was there, he started asking questions about transgendered Cam Newton.
Yes.
We'll give you details on that coming up in just a little bit. Also, the coronavirus cases are leveling off outside of China. This is good news. We'll look into that. And the Mardi Gras trash schedule. I've got that coming up.
Garbage.
Yes, trash and garbage as you go through the week of Mardi Gras. I have that from the city of Mobile. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. And in sports.
Well, the Houston Astros finally apologized for their sign-stealing scandal of 2017. Or did they? I'll let you know coming up in sports. Also, got a big MMA fight in the UFC tomorrow night. A local mixed martial artist gets his UFC debut. I'll tell you all about that as well.
All right. It's your last day to win them before you can buy them. Chicago tickets. They actually go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning. One more chance to win them coming up this morning on Mobile Mornings. Now let's get the latest out of Washington and the vote yesterday in the Senate. And this one dealing with the War Powers Act. You heard a little discussion of it last week. They took the vote yesterday.
It's called the Iran War Powers Resolution.
The yeas are 55. The nays are 45. The joint resolution, as amended, is passed.
Eight Republicans joined with Senate Democrats to pass the bipartisan measure. Republican James Inhofe was not one of them. He argued the resolution was not necessary.
Some Democrats would have you believe a vote for a war powers resolution, pretending as though the president is rushing to war. It's just not happening.
But the chief sponsor of the bill, Democratic Senator Tim Kaine, said the resolution is necessary because Congress has allowed its war powers authority to slip away.
After many decades of abdicating responsibility under presidents of both parties and under majorities of both parties in both houses, it's time for Congress to take this so very seriously.
The Iran War Powers Resolution requires President Trump to pull any U.S. troops from military hostilities against Iran within 30 days unless he gets congressional approval for military actions. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said it's long overdue for Congress to take back its power.
No president can sidestep Congress when it comes to matters of war and peace.
The resolution follows recent hostilities between Iran and the U.S. and concerns about escalation. Despite this, Republican Jim Risch called passage of the resolution an empty exercise.
It will be vetoed.
That misses the point, says Senator Kaine.
The president's going to do what he's going to do, but we do think putting this bill on his desk with strong majorities in both houses will, at a minimum, influence his thinking about whether another war is a good idea or not.
President Trump has made his feelings known about the Iran War Powers Resolution, urging senators not to pass it, saying the resolution shows weakness. Senator Risch said he has a message for Iran if it thinks that's the case.
Iran, do not miscalculate and read what is happening here as capitulation or weakness or appeasement. It is not.
Senator Tammy Duckworth, a combat veteran of the Iraq War who suffered severe wounds, says this resolution contains an important message for America's troops.
They need to know that they have the backing of the country and at the very least the backing of the full Congress of the United States.
The joint resolution now goes to the House where it is likely to pass and then on to the president's desk where he is likely to veto it. Senator Schumer says,
maybe miracles happen. The president will come to his senses and not veto this because he knows it's the right thing to do.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The family of one of the men killed inside the neighborhood market on Government Boulevard says an argument at the store should not have escalated to violence. Jacquise Thompson's aunt said there had been issues between her nephew and the other shooter, Shantatus Kirksey. Mobile police say the two men shot each other inside the store Wednesday night. Both died. A Pensacola man is out of jail this morning after he was arrested for peeking into an Escambia County home. 38-year-old Michael Brown is accused of peeking into the home as he sexually gratified himself. Deputies say the homeowner confronted Brown, who then ran off. Brown is charged with voyeurism, loitering, and prowling. Baldwin County leaders are working on ways to help ease traffic at the intersection leading to Buc-ee's. The road off the Baldwin Beach Express has been a nightmare for drivers, especially during the summer. Next week, the county commission will vote to create Buc-ee's Boulevard. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hey, back in studio with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. What are y'all doing right now to get ready for the season?
Contrary to popular belief, our crews are super busy. There's tons to be doing in everyone's landscape right now. We're cutting back grasses, ornamental grasses, liriope, things like that. Trimming crepe myrtles. We're applying pine straw, really kind of handling the leaves. And probably most importantly is we're putting out pre-emergent to really get ahead of weeds. If you want to keep a clean lawn and beds, for that matter, you really want to put out a pre-emergent.
You've told me that in the past. A lot easier right now to put out pre-emergent than have y'all come in and deal with those weeds once they're up.
That's right. Ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure.
We've heard that before.
Yeah, I have. It's really never more important than in this scenario.
Okay, so this is the time of year somebody needs to call you for that pre-emergent or any of the other issues that can be worked on right now. Instead of calling you in April, May, you know, right. Do it now.
That's right. Right now would be much better.
All right, let's talk about getting in touch with you.
You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
The Houston Astros upset Major League Baseball's world with an apology. South Alabama Jag Athletics have a big weekend, and a local mixed martial artist will make his UFC debut this weekend. 716 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Houston Astros owner Jim Crane met with media yesterday for the first time since Major League Baseball revealed the Astros' 2017 sign-stealing cheating scandal. Astros players Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve apologized for their roles in the scandal, but did not take questions from media. Crane did, and might have done more harm than good by basically offering a non-apology and saying that he didn't feel that the game was actually affected by his team stealing pitchers' signs.
You know, our opinion is, you know, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
A media member later asked Crane why he thinks that breaking the rules didn't affect the game.
Sign stealing is a distinct advantage for the hitter. So how is it that it doesn't affect competition? So then what are you guys apologizing for?
We're apologizing because we broke the rules.
But isn't sign stealing a distinct advantage for the hitter? So doesn't it automatically impact competition?
It could possibly do that. It could possibly not.
His answer is a bit problematic. According to the MLB's report.
Problematic.
Sounded like a politician with some of those. According to Major League Baseball's report on the cheating scheme, the Astros bullpen watched a live feed from a center field camera to view the catcher's signs to the opposing pitcher. They would then bang on a trash can to let the Astros hitters know what kind of pitch to expect. The Astros would go on to win the 2017 World Series. Houston fired general manager Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch after the MLB announced penalties for the team. In golf, Matt Kuchar leads the Genesis Invitational by 3 strokes after opening with a 7-under par first round. He leads a group of 4 golfers that are 4-under par. Tiger Woods began his round with an eagle and would go on to finish his round 2-under par, 5 shots behind the leader. In college basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team won their 3rd game in a row, defeating Louisiana Lafayette 78-75. Andre Fox and Trey Mitchell led the Jags with 20 points. The Jags women's team lost yesterday to Appalachian State 71-59. Savannah Jones and Shaforia Kynes led South with 19 points each, but it wasn't enough to keep the Jags from falling to a 12-12 record. Tomorrow, the women's team plays at Coastal Carolina at 1 p.m., while the men's team will stay at home to host Louisiana Monroe at 3. The South Alabama baseball team is ranked 23rd to begin the season. They'll make their 2020 debut with a 3-game home series against the Campbell Fighting Camels that begins tonight at 6:30 at Stanky Field. In the NBA last night, Zion Williamson set a career high with 32 points, 1 game after he put up 31, but was unable to push his New Orleans team past Oklahoma City in a 123-118 loss to the Thunder. Boston beat the LA Clippers 141-133 in double overtime, and those were the final 2 games before the All-Star break in Chicago. Tonight, the 2020 Hall of Fame class will be announced, followed by the Celebrity Game and the Rising Stars Game. Tomorrow night's the All-Star Skill Challenge with the 3-point and the dunk contests, followed by the All-Star Game on Sunday night at 7. Also tomorrow night, a local mixed martial artist will make his UFC debut, Brock Weaver, who's from McIntosh and trains here in Mobile at Port City MMA, will face Kazula Vargas at UFC Fight Night 167 in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Weaver's a member of the Mohwa Band of Choctaw Indians. He fought here locally before winning the biggest fight of his career last year in the UFC's Contender Series. That earned him a shot in the UFC, and he'll fight on the main card tomorrow night.
begins at 7 on ESPN+. 7:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. We'll be checking in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Also, Larry Kirby from LCM checking in. Alec Naiman will tell us what's cooking. 8 o'clock this morning, AL1's congressman and candidate for Senate, Bradley Byrne, joins us. He's had a pretty good-looking week in some of the polls out there. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more with Bradley Byrne coming up at around 8:05. And it's your last shot for Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets for Chicago sometime between now and 9 this morning. Be ready to win. Check your tax tips brought to you by Byers & Byers.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Medical expenses can take a toll on taxpayers, so the IRS has typically allowed you to deduct certain medical costs when they're a big chunk of your income. Congress has recently given taxpayers a reprieve to deduct expenses that exceed 7.5% of their incomes for 2019 and 2020. Keep in mind, qualifying expenses can include payments for reading glasses and dentures, in addition to prescription medications and copays for doctor's visits. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's B-Y-E-R scpa.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and slightly warmer with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still at South Broad Street and Aerospace Drive, just waiting for the wreckers. We look good so far along Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt, and 65, with no delays across the Bayway, the Causeway, Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. Light traffic, just watch for the school buses. Coastal Traffic and Scamp Entertainment proud to bring you Dennis DeYoung, the original singer of Styx, next Friday to the Pensacola Sanger Theater for the 40th anniversary of the Grand Illusion album. Go to Ticketmaster.com, use the promo code SCAMP, and save 25% on your tickets. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:24, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Thank you, Kane. Sitting at 44 now at our studios. Great weather tonight for the parades. Mobile County, Baldwin County. We'll talk more about that coming up. Plus, Dr. Bill has a weekend weather scale just minutes away. Why don't y'all say hello to my friend Larry Kirby at LCM. And Larry, you picked out, you know what I'm into. You picked out three trucks to talk about with us this morning.
Absolutely. How about a 2016
150 Super Crew four-wheel drive King wrench with every option you could possibly put on it. Well, I also have a 2015 Dodge Ram Laramie four-wheel drive Super Crew fully loaded. We also have a 2014 Toyota Tundra four-wheel drive Super Crew with a 1794 package, which is just a great package for a Tundra.
You have like three of the most popular trucks out there on the road. You got them at LCM.
Absolutely. Plus, we also have Z71s. Don't forget about our Z71s.
You got a great selection of trucks always, and then cars and SUVs, and also you have a great selection of financing.
Absolutely. We're really proud of our financing. We got great lenders that we've been with for years and years, so they know how we do business. And we're able to get some things done everybody can't get done.
I like it. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 98 Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Some fine trucks right there. Got my attention. All right, I went up, and we're going to do as much of this. Now, I know that this is still, and I shouldn't have to say this, because this is members of the Alabama legislature that I'm talking about here. It shouldn't be something that comes with any warning. And it, I guess it wouldn't. I'm going to keep it between the mayonnaise and the mustard on here.
Okay.
But yesterday in a committee hearing, so a House committee hearing, it's actually a committee I think that's chaired by Representative Chris Pringle, who's also running for AL1, all right? But he's, you know, he's got his position in the House of Representatives in Montgomery. And he was discussing his GIRL Act, the Gender is Real Legislation Act.
Mm-hmm.
And that was coming up in a, you know, you have a committee vote and then it goes out, so you got to get out of committee. So in the committee, you had, I think there were six, I think I saw people that wanted to speak out against the bill. And the bill, the quick version of it is, whatever you were born, boy or girl, you play as that through K through 12 in Alabama public schools, right? You can't.
If you're male on your birth certificate, you play male sports.
If you're female, you play female sports. Now, you can play, it doesn't ban, like, if they're playing as a female on a male team, that's fine if that's allowed. But they're not going to say that they're male, and they're not going to say that males are female.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the people were there from the transgender community to protest this, and then that's all expected. But then, well, then here comes Representative John Rogers. John Rogers, probably latest, was it last year they talked about executions or something like that, or in the years past, he's gotten in dust-ups with Doug Jones, but he's a Democrat out of the Birmingham area, and he said he drove 100 miles an hour to be at this committee meeting to try to deal with this HB 35. And during his discussion, as he came into the committee meeting and trying to get an assessment of what was going on, he then started to ask some questions about this bill and transgendered athletes. A quote here from Yellowhammer News. Sean Ross was there with the public hearing. Said, he writes, in what was the most bizarre part of the committee meeting, State Representative John Rogers said, my favorite player is transgender. Then he said, I don't recall his name. He said, about 20 football players in the NFL are transgender that he knows of. Rogers, during the meeting, advised the nameless individual he was referring to, that turned out to be North Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton. He asked if that made him gay or if he was just transgender. John Rogers, very confused about the whole thing, said he misspoke on transgendered and thought Cam Newton maybe was gay. That's just the start of a bigger conversation we're going to get into here. The ridiculousness from Goat Hill. These are people that we elect and pay to represent us. God help us.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The family of one of the men killed inside the neighborhood market on Government Boulevard says an argument at the store should not have escalated to violence. Jacquees Thompson's aunt said there had been issues between her nephew and the other shooter, Shantatus Kirksey. Mobile police say the two men shot each other inside the store Wednesday night. Both died. A Pensacola man is out of jail this morning after he was arrested for peeking into an Escambia County home. 38-year-old Michael Brown is accused of peeking into the home as he sexually gratified himself. Deputies say the homeowner confronted Brown, who then ran off.
Brown is charged with voyeurism, loitering, and prowling. Baldwin County leaders are working on ways to help ease traffic at the intersection leading to Buc-ee's. The road off the Baldwin Beach Express has been a nightmare for drivers, especially during the summer. Next week, the county commission will vote to create Buc-ee's Boulevard. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
The grand opening celebration is going on now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in Mobile and now open in D'Iberville. Check out the deals in both locations and receive free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles on safes $1,500 and up. But hurry, this sale ends February 22nd. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile, and now open next to Walmart in D'Iberville.
A Chinese health official says more than 1,700 medical workers have been infected by coronavirus. Six have died. China also is reporting another sizable rise in the total number of people killed by the virus, nearly 1,400. Afghan government forces and Taliban insurgents continue to wage war, despite U.S. officials claiming breakthroughs have been made. Correspondent Nick Payton Walsh reports top-level leaders from the U.S. and Afghanistan are working on a peaceable solution.
It is unclear still at this stage, and I understand from a source close to talks, they're still hammering out the key details here. Who is included in this reduction of violence? Remember, after America's longest war, there are so many different sides now fighting in Afghanistan and elements of ISIS, different factions within the Taliban too. So working out precisely who is expected to stop fighting for a period of time is key.
On Wall Street, Dow futures are higher 30 points. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Chinese tech giant Huawei has been hit with fresh U.S. criminal charges alleging a decades-long effort to steal trade secrets from U.S. companies. The indictment alleges Huawei and its proxies conspired to misappropriate intellectual property from six U.S. firms as part of a strategy to grow and become the world's largest telecom equipment maker. The new charges, included in a federal racketeering allegation, add to an indictment unsealed in January of 2019 that alleged Huawei stole trade secrets from T-Mobile. Huawei called the latest charges unfounded and unfair and predicted the case would be dismissed. Brokerage Bernstein says a coronavirus outbreak has put 20% of airline revenue worldwide at risk as the epidemic has forced carriers to suspend flights to China. The outbreak has also led to a sell-off of travel-related stocks. Roku says it expects revenue to increase 42% this year after posting 52% growth last year. On Wall Street, futures modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
From the beginning, they were applauded. The music that sold over 100 million records. Chicago, Saturday, May 16th, the Wharf Amphitheater.
Make me smile.
The music of Chicago.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Saturday. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Chicago, part of the C Spire Concert Series. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, chilly start here on this Friday, but beautiful outside.
Yeah, it's going to be a really nice day with plenty of sunshine and but cool temperatures. High today around 57, 58 degrees. The normal high is 64, so we're going to run several degrees below normal. Got a big high pressure system now centered over Missouri, and that's a pretty cold air mass, but most of that is moving to the East Coast. and is not going to drop all the way down here to the Gulf. But just the same, we're going to be cold tonight. We'll have clear skies and look for temperatures around 35 or 36, but in some areas we'll get down possibly to the freezing point tomorrow morning. And then for the first half of the weekend, looks like mostly sunny skies for Saturday. Looks good with warmer temperatures, about 62 for Saturday afternoon. Clouds will increase Saturday night, and we'll see some showers develop after midnight. And then on Sunday, a series of upper air disturbances will kind of move across Mississippi and Alabama, and that will set off periods of showers on Sunday. And we're going to warm up to about 65 degrees. Now, after that, a warm front will come in from the Gulf, and Monday and Tuesday, we'll climb into the 70s. 72 on Monday, 75 on Tuesday, and there's a chance of a few scattered showers both days. And it looks like it will stay on the mild side, or let's call it a warm side, through the middle of next week. And then Thursday and Friday will cool down a bit, at least bringing temperatures back to normal.
All right, so let's kind of drill down here and get specific. So tonight, parades both sides of the bay. Tomorrow as well. Forecast for tonight, parade time, 6:30. What should we expect?
Yeah, well, tonight for parade time, look for temperatures around 50 degrees. They'll be falling, and by late evening, they'll be down into the 40s. And the wind will be out of the north, running around 5 to 15 miles per hour. So kind of a little bit breezy in the evening, but we should have with no rain in the forecast, so it looks good. Now, for Saturday evening, looks like temperatures will be in the upper 50s, and it should be, well, partly cloudy. Clouds will be gradually increasing through the evening, but don't expect any rain until after midnight on Saturday.
All right, Dr. Bill, I appreciate the update. And with all that being said, it is time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, we've got the sunshine for Saturday, but we also have periods of showers on Sunday. So put this all together. We'll go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
7-2-3-0.
Well, that must mean Saturday is going to be pretty darn great.
Saturday will be in the 1.8s, and Sunday somewhere probably about 1.6. So put it all together, it's a 1.723.
All right. We got our marching orders for the weekend, Dr. Bill. We appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 7:38, let's check traffic. And Kane, right now on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, traffic starting to build now across the Bayway, but Daphne, Spanish Fort still looking good. Heavier traffic at 181 and just off of 31 in front of Rockwell Elementary. You'll see the delays on Old Shell, Dolphin, also Airport and 65, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Jubilee Roofing today, you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baltimore County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. Get a free quote by calling 776-1006. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space, close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
All right, 7:40, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Hey, your Mardi Gras schedule waiting for you. When you go to check out Moon Pie Minutes online, go to fmtalk1065.com, check the Moon Pie Minute, and when you're there, you'll see the Mardi Gras schedule, everything, even like kids' parades, daytime parades, both sides of the bay, all that info right there. One place, fmtalk1065.com. Just click the link for the Moon Pie Minute, and while you're there, you missed some of the Moon Pie Minute. You know, we've been doing this for 4 weeks now?
Yeah, it's been a while now. Yeah, Three weeks, I think.
3 weeks at this point. You can go back and listen to, you can binge listen to the past episodes, which are so great, from our own Rennie Brabner, and get ready. Moon Pie Minute, even on weekends, every day, now through Ash Wednesday, Moon Pie Minute on FM Talk 106.5. So good luck in that. And speaking of Mardi Gras, the information most people care about from the city. There's always the, yes, there's the discussion of parking and parking tickets and where you can park and all that. But there's also the big question is who's picking up garbage, who's picking up trash, right? That's mm-hmm. And when. So here's the schedule. I got this from John Peavy at the city of Mobile. And here's the dates. So if you are a Monday pickup. This is on Mardi Gras week, right? So this is February 24th and 25th. So Monday and Tuesday. Lundi Gras and Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras. If you get picked up on Monday, they are running, okay? But they are running Tuesday routes only on that Monday. Then that's a solid waste department. Now, trash is open and running Monday routes only. So if you have garbage out on Monday, you're okay.
Okay.
If you are on Tuesday, they are not picking up, and they have not offered a makeup day.
Okay.
If you are on Wednesday is your day, they are running the routes and open. So on Ash Wednesday, they are open. They are closed on Mardi Gras Day. So if I'm a Tuesday for the city of Mobile, we have to wait till it's March 10th. Yeah, 3/10/2020 to get the pickup. Right. So there you go. There it is. So in other words, don't make a lot of garbage. If you or make sure you get some extra cans or whatever you got to do to make it from the if you're a Tuesday pickup, the 24th to March 10th.
Yeah, go ahead and plan ahead. And that's also tough if you're throwing, a party that day. Because right. Everyone knows parties lead to more garbage.
Well, the 10th must be, that's going to be the trash pickup. That's going to be trash pickup is what that's got to be, because that's extended. So garbage, let's see. I always get, they have solid waste, trash, litter and recycle, and other. So I would guess solid waste department has to be the, solid waste, maybe that is garbage. I don't know. But they've said that basically if Tuesday is your day, if Fat Tuesday is your day in the city of Mobile, they're not picking up.
Okay.
Okay, so there you go.
Good info to have.
All right, it's important info. 7:42, FM Talk 106.5, and let's do this, because tickets go on sale this morning at 10 for Chicago at the Wharf Amphitheater, Saturday at the Wharf. Saturday, May 16th, 7 p.m. show, Chicago coming to town, but your last chance is right now to be caller number 6 at 343-0106. 343-0106. We will hook you up with Win 'em Before You Can Buy 'em tickets for Chicago and at show once again, the Wharf Amphitheater on Saturday, May 16th. Tickets go on sale this morning at 10. All right, coming right back, we'll check sports with Dalton, plus Alec Naiman will let us know what's cooking.
Our way of life is under attack from radical liberals and media elites who look down their noses at anyone who's Southern, conservative, Christian, and voted for President Trump. Chris Pringle is a South Alabama conservative we need to defend our values. Chris Pringle is pro-life, pro-gun, big-time pro-Trump, and doesn't care who knows it. Chris Pringle isn't politically correct and proud of it. He'll take on the liberal media and anyone else who mocks our conservative values. Chris Pringle will stand with President Trump to build the wall, protect the unborn, and defend our way of life from radical socialists like Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi. Standing with Trump and defending our South Alabama values. That's proud conservative Chris Pringle.
I'm Chris Pringle, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Chris Pringle for Congress.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The family of one of the men killed inside the neighborhood market on Government Boulevard says an argument at the store should not have escalated to violence. Jacquees Thompson's aunt said there had been issues between her nephew and the other shooter, Shantatus Kirksey. Mobile police say the two men shot each other inside the store Wednesday night. Both died. A Pensacola man is out of jail this morning after he was arrested for peeking into an Escambia County home. 38-year-old Michael Brown is
accused of peeking into the home as he sexually gratified himself. Deputies say the homeowner confronted Brown, who then ran off. Brown is charged with voyeurism, loitering, and prowling. Baldwin County leaders are working on ways to help ease traffic at the intersection leading to Buc-ee's. The road off the Baldwin Beach Express has been a nightmare for drivers, especially during the summer. Next week, the county commission will vote to create Buc-ee's Boulevard. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama, what a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama, what a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home for Auburn Tigers basketball. This is Andy Burcham. Join us for the Tigers' entire SEC schedule and postseason tournaments.
Brought to you in part by your CBD store of West Mobile with the highest quality natural CBD products. Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and D&K Suit Discounters, your wedding headquarters on the Beltline.
Check our website, fmtalk1065.com, for opponents and game times.
The Houston Astros answer for the sign-stealing scandal. South Alabama Jaguars Athletics have a big weekend on tap. And a local mixed martial artist will make his UFC debut this weekend. It's 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Houston Astros owner Jim Crane met with media on Thursday for the first time since the MLB revealed the Astros' 2017 sign-stealing cheating scandal. Astros players Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve apologized for their roles in the scandal, but did not take questions from media. Crane did, and he might have done more harm than good by basically offering a non-apology and saying that he did not feel any games were actually affected by his team stealing the pitcher's signs.
You know, our opinion is, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
A media member later asked Crane why he thinks that breaking the rules didn't affect the game.
Sign stealing is a distinct advantage for the hitter. So how is it that it doesn't affect competition? So then what are you guys apologizing for?
We're apologizing because we broke the rules.
But isn't sign stealing a distinct advantage for the hitter, so doesn't it automatically impact competition?
It could possibly do that. It could possibly not.
According to the MLB's report on the cheating scheme, the Astros bullpen watched a live feed from a center field camera to view the catcher's signs to the opposing pitcher. They would then bang on a trash can to let the Astros hitters know what kind of pitch to expect. The Astros would go on to win the World Series that season. Houston fired general manager Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch after the MLB announced penalties for the team. In golf, Matt Kuchar leads the Genesis Invitational by 3 strokes after opening with a 7-under par first round. He leads a group of 4 golfers that are 4-under par. Tiger Woods began his round with an eagle and would go on to finish his round 2-under par, 5 shots behind the leader. In college basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team won their 3rd game in a row, defeating Louisiana Lafayette 78-75. Andre Fox and Trey Mitchell led the Jags with 20 points. With the Jags down by 1 point late in the game, Fox was fouled on a 3-pointer with 15 seconds left. He made the extra free throw to put the Jags up by 3 for the win. The Jags women's team lost yesterday to Appalachian State 71-59. Tomorrow, the women play at Coastal Carolina at 1 p.m. The men's team will stay at home to host Louisiana Monroe at 3. The South Alabama baseball team is ranked 23rd to begin the season. They'll make their 2020 debut with a 3-game home series against the Campbell Fighting Camels beginning tonight at 6:30 at Stanky Field. The Jags softball team has had a rough start to the season. They're 1-5, but will have the chance to turn it around in a home tournament this weekend. The Jags will take on Austin Peay tonight at 6, followed by a doubleheader against Austin Peay and Evansville tomorrow. Tomorrow night, a local mixed martial artist will make his UFC debut, Brock Weaver, who's from McIntosh and trains here in Mobile at Port City MMA, will face Kazula Vargas at UFC Fight Night 167 in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Weaver is a member of the Mohwa Band of Choctaw Indians. He fought here locally before winning the biggest fight of his career last year in the UFC's Contender Series. That win earned him a shot in the UFC. He was set to make his debut in October in Tampa, but had to withdraw from the event due to a false pre-fight testosterone reading. Weaver will fight on the main card, which begins at 7 tomorrow night on ESPN+. 7:51 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and slightly warmer with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's time to get serious about your lawn. It's time to step up to the best mower brand money can buy. For nearly four decades, Skag has been the easy choice for lawn care professionals. Don't settle for anything less than simply the best when it comes to mowing your lawn. Make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood with Skag. See all of Skag's zero-turn mowers at Robertsdale Power Equipment during their 27th annual open house sale February 19th and 20th. Skag offers a full line of commercial-grade and residential mowers, so you're sure to find a Skag model that's right for you and at the lowest prices of the year. Robertsdale Power Equipment has been around for 42 years, and they know that excellent sales and service is what sets them apart from their competition. There'll be a cookout both days, so stop by for free food and enter a drawing to win great prizes. Everything in stock is on sale, and financing is available at Robertsdale Power Equipment's annual open house sale February 19th and 20th. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Skag, simply the best.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, has been a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. A little bit of delays. You're traveling now through the Bankhead Tunnel on Government Street, but so far, no new wrecks. You'll see heavier traffic along Dolphin, Airport, Spring Hill, and 65. Good ride again. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, Schillinger, and Three Notch also seeing some delays. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's open 7 days a week in Mobile and Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center with over 100 new items this year. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Valentine's Day, Friday. Not Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day.
Valentine's. That's one of my favorite things that people say. Or Ballantines.
Yes, there's that as well. And by the way, coming up next hour, just a little preview here. Congressman Bradley Byrne joins us in just a little bit. Plus, we'll talk more about what went down in the committee meeting about HB 35, which is the Girl Act legislation, from Chris Pringle and Representative Rogers' comments on that. We'll get to that. Also, if we get time, yes, I'll get into this story about Kentucky Fried Chicken now getting into the shoe business. If it was April Fool's, I would think, okay, this is their joke. But Kentucky Fried Chicken and Crocs, meeting up to design a croc shoe that looks like a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
About time.
Maybe just right in time for Valentine's Day, you could give that. Or you could give something delicious and cook something special for Valentine's Day for your sweetheart. And that's why we bring Alec Damon in to find out what's cooking this morning. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys. I guess it's Happy Valentine's Day.
That is for sure.
Whether you want Crocs for dinner or not, you know.
I mean, they look good enough. I might eat the shoe, but even better here. Let's talk about your recipe this morning. I'm liking this. It is Boston butt, which I love. But you said you got a sweet and kind of a take on this, a little different take on Boston butt.
Well, I call this my sweet and spicy pulled pork. You know.
Okay.
And it's a good time. It's a good time of the year to get you some Boston butts and get them on the smoker, you know. But what I do is I take and I marinate it first. I get me some soy sauce and a little Worcestershire and some brown sugar, bunch of garlic, you know. I put some crushed red pepper into it, you know, and I stick it in one of those big old gigantic Ziploc bags, and I just let it marinate overnight. You know, it takes a long time to soak up into that. So I do it like overnight. And but I make a sauce. I use some ketchup and some apple cider vinegar and some Worcestershire and some more sugar and a bunch of Dijon mustard. And I kind of simmer that down on the stove a good little bit till I get me a nice blend of sauce in. So it's got a good flair to it, a little spicy, a little sweet. But then I put that pork on the smoker, you know, and I let it go for, I don't know, several hours. And you got to cook it a long time. Try to keep my temperature around 250 to 275 primarily. And then when it's all said and done, I take and pull that pork apart, you know, and soak it in my little sweet and spicy sauce. And that's why I call it sweet and spicy pulled pork.
It sounds real good. So that's something, though, if we're gonna have that, that's when you smoke something, you got to take a little bit of time, right? How long is this full procedure?
Well, I would say, depending on the size of your butt, if they're 8 to 10 pounds, it's going to take that baby, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours. You got to, every couple of hours, you got to add a little charcoal to it, you know, to keep the temp up there. Otherwise, that fire will go out on you. So I put a water pan between the charcoal and the, so I'm not blocking it, not direct heat, you know, indirect heat, you know, so, but I keep having to add a little coal to it and stuff to keep, and some chips or some wood to keep the smoke going. But that's about how you do it. You
know? All right, good stuff. And even better, of course, is picking up that food from y'all at Naaman's Catering. Talk about this if we're going to get stocked up for a big Mardi Gras party. How do we go through the process of getting some of those y'all make and we bake items?
You know, we got that going on. You can just about order anything you want from us, and we can make it hot and ready to eat when you pick it up, or you can we can make it where you heat it up in your own oven when you're ready to serve it, if you pick it up like today for tomorrow kind of thing, you know. And that kind of stuff. Well, you know, we got JAG baseball firing up tonight. Our baseball team's ranked in the top 25. We're looking pretty good. Got some great players on the squad this year. We first pitch tonight at 6:30. Come on out and join us. I'll be making some hot chocolate so that it'll be a little nip in the air. And I got other things to nip the air with, too, you know, just in case you like some foam on top. I got that, too, you know.
Speak my language.
Mardi Gras firing up. We're going to be Mardi Gras tonight, tomorrow, all weekend, all through next week. Man, I love my Auburn basketball guys. They just keep pulling out these buzzer beaters in overtime games. And, man, even my Jags have got on a little winning streak, so... You know, we're excited. Come out and join us at Sankey Field tonight for a little baseball. And call us, 473-3900. Look us up on the web at NaamansCatering.com. And have a great Valentine's Day. And give a lot of love to the ones you love. Know what I mean?
We do. Alec Naaman and What's Cooking. We do it every Friday right here at FM Talk 106.5. And we'll be right back. Bradley Byrne coming up next.